Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 45 of the Story Song Podcast Show. My name is James.
My name's Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, 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 good. In fact, I'm better than good because for our last episode, I've got this new thing on the thing that we use to record. I don't know why I'm not saying the word Zoom. On Zoom. It's on Zoom, Chris.
It's okay. You can say it. We're not the BBC.
Are we not? Damn it.
not quite. Bit of work to do. Yeah.
Anyway, so what this does is it transcribes everything we say, which don't worry, we are not releasing to the general public just in case anything slips out. But what it does do, which I thought is quite interesting, is it does a summary of what we've talked about. This is AI for you in action. So I'm going to read you the summary of what happened in our last show, yeah? See what you think.
Good. And it is good because it's very summary as well.
Oh, very good. James and Chris had a conversation about their recent experiences, including James's disastrous trip to Tobago and Chris's uneventful fishing trip. Chris and James had a conversation about various topics, including gardening, music, and a song called Tell Laura I Love Her. They discussed the origins of the song and its cover by Pearl Jam. Chris and James discussed the lyrics of a song but called Wayne Cochrane and speculate about the story behind it, including the protagonist named Wayne and his deceased baby. They analyse the lyrics and make observations about the religious and tragic elements of the song. Sounds much better than we are. Chris and James engage in a conversation about a story involving a car accident and a person dying. They discuss various aspects of the story, including the lack of a moral and the believability of the events. Chris and James discussed and scored a song, expressing their opinions and joking about being part of the educational syllabus. We weren't joking about that at all. Fucking serious about that. They considered doing another song review in the future.
Oh, that's good. Although I would like to say, my uneventful fishing trip, actually,
yeah,
I said three mackerel and I ate two of them.
That's not uneventful at all. I would be interested to see what he says about when we were saying that about him.
Or never caught him or fish it. Before, ever.
I've caught one fish in my life and I tickled it out of a river. And I won't tell you the story of the day my dad took me on to teach me how to fish because it didn't end well. It didn't last for very long either. But yeah.
Would the readers like to hear it?
No, they would depress them a lot more. And I must take out what we said last time, for flip's sake. God. Right. Okay. So you ready for my choice?
Yes, please.
I've got two, but I think. Ooh, which one?
The first one.
All right, we'll go with this one. Okay, so let me give you some clues.
Just so the people know, I don't know which is the first and second one. It was just me saying the first one in case people think, oh, he knows which one's which.
Oh, yeah, they'll be really worried about that. That's a tape.
Well, they might be.
They'll all furiously stop writing their letters of complaint. Right. The first clue is they were a band formed in London, England.
Rolling Stones?
No. Okay.
The Who?
Right. To be honest, the clues aren't very good, but there's not very much about this band, so it's hard to get clues. Number two, Sharon Osbourne was their manager for a while.
Is it a pop idol?
No, nothing like that. Right, and then controversially, the band were called the Queer Boys for a while, but they couldn't get any gigs or the right gigs, so they changed back to their original name, which sounds a bit like the Queer Boys. What could it be?
The Gaylords.
The Choir Boys. For God's sake. Right. Do you know what the song might be?
I don't know who the Choir Boys are.
Right, it's called I Don't Love You Anymore by the Choir Boys. All right, they're a kind of hard rock band. Don't look at it. What are you using your computer for?
All right. Well, just to see the lyrics.
No, don't look at it yet.
Okay.
All right, so it got to number 71 in the US chart, 76 in the US charts, and 24 in the UK charts. They're not by a hit by any means. But let me give you a few facts about the band. All right. So the band, although it was only formed in 1990 and has had breakups, a number of breakups, These are the former members of the band. Check this out. Guy Bailey died. Paul Hornby, drums, died. Nick Cozy Connell, drums. Ginger Guitar. Ian Wallace. Kevin Savagar. Martin Henderson. Luke Bossendofer. Bill Coyne. Tom Golson. Michelle Lee. Michael Lee, died. Tim Bewley. Damon Williams. Jimmy Crutchley. Dave Boyce. Gary Gaz Ivan. Phil Martini. Matt Goom, Dave McCluskey, Cher Ross, and Jason Bonham. Flipping heck!
A lot of them. Well, that's a choir, I suppose.
That's more than Buck's Fizz. No, there's only four at a time. That's more than the number of people that have gone through Buck's Fizz.
Well, the sugar... No, Buck's Fizz are Buck's Fizz, aren't they?
Well, no, that's a whole other fish. Right, now... Yeah, you are. There are also, at the moment, two acting bands called Choir Boys. They're in dispute with each other, obviously. One of them's called Choir Boys, one of them called The Choir Boys. Flipping heck. So.
All happening. It's like an episode of EastEnders.
Oh, wonderful. Right, so shall I make a start with the lyrics?
Yes, please.
Let's go.
Been waiting for ages.
Sure.
When I see her just this moment, see how the child might be. She sat there smoking all my cigarettes at a table set for three.
Right, that's a bit juicy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a full on choir. It's not, though, is it? It's just a band. So.
It's a hard rock band.
Yeah.
Which is why it's even weirder that they've had so many bloody band members.
Maybe that's Sharon Osbourne. Maybe she's a feisty number.
Oh, I think she probably is. Right, so who have we got? So we've got our protagonist, okay? And we've got, his ex?
Maybe.
Okay, well. I went to see her just this morning to see how the child might be. So he's obviously a father as well.
Yeah.
Not a very good father. I don't think we're going to see him climbing up the side of the Eiffel Tower dressed as Spider-Man.
Weirdly, Claire showed me a video of a guy, this is yesterday evening, a guy who in 1934 got permission to throw dummies off. He was making trying to make a parachute thing. I think it might have been before then. No, in fact, it would have been 1900s or 1800s.
Throwing it off,
he got permission to jump off the Eiffel Tower, right. Which he did, and he died.
Of course he did.
I had footage of it on video.
What did you say, the 1800s? They didn't invent film until 1920.
I think it might have been... they would have been earlier. So, as I said, maybe late 80s. It was a bit early 1900s. Anyway, that's not so relevant.
No, not at all. I was talking about Fathers for Justice.
Oh, right. But also, Condor Man. I showed him a picture of him from some others who have him, Frank Spencer.
Yeah.
What's his name again? The Phantom of the Bastard Opera.
Martin de Clunies.
What?
Martin de Clunies.
Martin Clunes?
Martin de Clunies.
No, that's not him.
No, it's not. You're thinking of the guy who plays Frank Spencer.
Yeah, what's his name?
Michael Caulfield.
Michael Crawford.
That's it. Now, Michael Caulfield, you know who he is? He was in Greece too. Right, finally...
Was he in Greece as well?
He wasn't in Greece. He was. He's terrible. He's brilliant. He sings a whole song in his head. And there's another song all set in a supermarket. Just lastly, on the Eiffel Tower, for all our listeners, there's a really good picture of the late deceased Tina Turner hanging off the Eiffel Tower in some high heels.
Is there? It was only supposed to be a temporary building, the Eiffel Tower.
No, really? Yeah, what do you mean, a temporary building? What was it going to... Just put it up for the week.
Mind you, I was going to say, it's a bit like the rack concrete that everyone's going on about at the moment.
Is it? Is the Eiffel Tower just like the rack concrete scandal, is it?
It was only supposed to be temporary. The rat scandal is supposed to be 30 years, put up in the 60s, and here we are 60 years later.
I think people should shut the fuck up moaning. We were taught in fucking caravans. Do you remember?
Well, mobile, not quite caravans.
But they were, yeah, but they weren't classrooms. They were just caravans.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we never complained. Half of our school hadn't even been built.
Well, there you go.
Didn't do me any harm. Toughen me up, I can tell you.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks. Should we carry on?
In fact, hold on. When the Eiffel Tower was completed in 1889, hold on, it was expected to stand for 20 years before being dismantled.
Oh.
And here we are. So that was 1889.
Do you think they copied it off the Blackpool Tower?
Exactly. That's exactly what they did.
Should we carry on now? Any observations about the story?
Well, it went serious this morning. See the time I'd be sat there smoking. She sat there smoking all my cigarettes at the table, sat for three.
So, right. He seems most annoyed about the fact she's smoking the cigarettes, which I don't really blame him.
Well, it depends.
He must have left them. He must have offered her them. She couldn't have just taken them from his pocket. Should we carry on?
Yeah, let's find out why.
I don't love you anymore. I was slain and shown the door. Well, I think it's pretty clear.
She's kicked him out then.
She's kicked him. Well, I think he'd left.
Well, I could have cried.
No,
I don't love you.
Remember,
so he left before.
No, yeah, he thought he'd pop around and see how the child is. So he obviously left quite a while ago.
All right.
You know, could have been over 9 months anyway. And so he's popped back to see how she is. How you doing? She's going, what the fuck? I'm going to smoke all your cigarettes. And say, I don't love you now.
Well, it can't be that long ago. She's still smoking his cigarettes. If she's a smoker, she'd have got through.
I assumed he brought some cigarettes with him.
Ah, right.
Unless he could be an airline pilot.
Yes.
Yeah. Or work on
cabin
duty.
Crew.
Yeah, and bring duty free back all the time. So he has a big selection, or they could live above a corner shop. They could run a corner shop.
Mm.
An off license.
Just play.
Please don't look to me for help. All the pain is with yourself. All the blame is with yourself. So I wait and see my.
Right. I think he's one of these guys that it doesn't ever take responsibility or the blame about anything. It's like, oh, look what's happened. I've turned up and she said she doesn't love me. Oh, I just smoked
my
cigarettes.
Went to see his friends.
Yeah, and they said, let's find out what they say. Right, bit confused there.
Well, all they said is you've got to look out for yourself. So I said, you know, don't fucking worry about it. Forget about her and forget about the kid.
But, well, yeah.
Yeah, just look out for yourself.
Well, that's not a nice way, is it?
I don't know.
Do you think it's good advice?
Well, it's a story, though, isn't it?
It could be based on a true one. Your one was.
Well, yeah, it could be.
And look at that Avril Lavigne and all the trouble she caused with her song.
Mmm. Skater Boy, spelled B-O-I.
Yeah.
Oh, just on Avril Lavigne.
I mean, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
I think she's suffered with Lyme disease.
Is this a joke? Go on.
No, it's not a joke. And I think Justin Bieber has as well.
Lyme disease?
Lyme disease, you know, from a tick.
Oh, give over. They've got STIs, haven't they?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. He seems very fickle and shallow to me. It's like you're all I ever wanted, but actually I'm not reminded of it until I actually see your face and I think, oh yeah, you're quite good looking.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a good guy. You know, I get it's all about him. It gets so lonely. Ooh, yeah.
You're right. I think you're right.
But it's not mentioned his daughter. I'm assuming she's a daughter, a girl.
He's probably some sort of an Instagram influencer.
Ugh. Now, here we go again. All our lives, I've been down. It's all about him.
He sees his friends every night.
No.
That's what he just said. I've seen my
friends. Get this line for the arrogance of the man. I say my prayers every night, but even God don't care.
No, he said, I see my... Oh, yeah.
So, do you know what? If I was God, I'd be waiting for him when he finally dies. And I'd say, excuse me, mate. Are you that guy who wrote that song that said that even I don't care? Well, you're fucking right. Fuck off. And I shut the door.
Yeah, well, yeah, quite rightly.
Yeah, I think it's awful. All our lives, I've been down. Always seemed in emptiness. Sounds like a right fun bag of tricks. Love you anymore. I was slain and shown the door. Ain't no room anymore. All the blame is in yourself. All right, so that's about it.
A fucking miserable song, isn't it? Honestly. That's a wrist. I feel like slashing my wrist now. I was in a good mood before I spoke to you.
Oh, yeah, because the last song selection you gave us was a real chipper one, wasn't it? About a girl dying and being abused while she was passing out from
play. To be fair, for the listeners, they couldn't see the picture of his hair, which made it quite funny. hopefully they Googled it. But yeah, but it's just a guy moaning and moping and
he's a moper. All right then. Well, should we do our little the tropes, see what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. Does somebody die? No. Is there a twist? No.
No.
Is there a moral? Don't be a cunt. Does it push the brand boundaries of believability? No.
No.
Is somebody cheating? We don't know anything
about
that.
Just reminded me, does it push the boundaries of believability? When we were away, we found on YouTube, you can get Jeremy Kyle show episode.
Oh, for fucking hell's sake. My God, what is wrong with you two?
What do you mean? It's
funny.
It
was awful the first time round.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was
cringe, but it was so funny. It's so funny.
Do you know, it's basically
she's all over Facebook, Jeremy.
Do you think it's appropriate for us to put those people on television?
Yes.
When they are being exploited, it's like the Modern Day Freak Show.
But maybe it is feel good television, but it is just
feel good. And you're feeling good because you think I'm not as bad as those two.
Yes,
and that's a very low bar to set yourself by, Chris.
Well, it is terrible, but it's a reflection of what is society.
Well, it's a reflection of your society. It's not mine.
Well, no, you see it walking down the street. I mean, you see it in any town you go to. You see people like that, and you think, wow, this stuff really goes on.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Is revenge involved? Nope. Is there a telephone involved? Did he call his friends or go to see them?
Went to see them. I don't know.
Is it a country song? No. It's only got one trope. Oh, is there a sex worker involved? No.
It doesn't even have a story to it.
Oh, well, it has got a story. Of course it's got a story.
He went to see his missus and she wasn't very happy. He smoked cigarettes and went to his friends.
And they told him to fuck off.
They said, just think about yourself. No, he said, look out for number one. Forget her.
Maybe he's just one of those people who he's people tolerate, but he's a bit irritated, like Dave the Wraith. Long time no see.
I think he got done.
Let's not do anything and say anything controversial on the show. Thank you. We're just about to get advertising, so fuck off with your controversy. Buy beans.
Buy right. Beans.
Well, I'm doing an advert. All right then. So, yeah, you're right. It's not a very good story song. It's a good song though. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
Have we done all of the bits that we need to do?
Well, yes, we only talked about the song. Ready? Go!
Can you see me on your thing?
Yeah. It's a 3 from me. What's it from you? I can't really see it. Is it a 1? Oh. A 0?
No, I've given you a 5.
Oh, that's generous.
Well, I know. I just felt sorry for you. I think it's worth it.
So I didn't mind the fucking song. Don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, you
like she
it.
Said, don't feel sorry for yourself. Well, whatever.
Take it easy on yourself.
Make it easy on yourself. We should do things like that. Why do we never think of good ones? If anyone's got any ideas, please let us know.
please, for God's sake.
Because it's harder than you think, actually, finding story songs all the time. Isn't it, Chris?
It is.
If anyone's got any good ideas, we're all ears.
You should put that as a strap online.
Yeah, but I don't want to start getting harassed by people. You know what they're like once they start writing it, they never stop. Then you feel obliged. Well, then you've built a weird relationship up with them, but you can't, they think it's more than it is. And then
they could be the groupies. They could carry the tambourines for us.
What would we call them? What we call so
the groupies.
Name has got... Oh, I think my dog's locked outside. What's her name has got little monsters. My dog's locked outside. Talk. Oh, well, let's finish it off. So it gives it 4, which is shit.
Talk while I go and let my dog in. Is that what you were saying?
I've got
Listen, you talk while I let my dog in.
No, well, she's a puppy and she's locked outside. I've got to go. It's good. More important.
Let's end it.
Thanks, everyone.
Right, have a good one.
See
Thanks,
you
everyone.
Soon.
Take care.
Bye.
See you.